Want to listen to the full Burt Show every day, uninterrupted, with no ads? Become a bonus Burt Show subscriber. Find out more at theburtshow.com/bonusbs.
The Burt Show.
So there's good news and there's bad news. The good news is Saturday night was one of the best nights of my life. The bad news is I don't trust anybody in here anymore. I can't trust any of you guys. So my friends threw a surprise birthday party for me on Saturday night. And all of you guys have known about it for how long?
A while.
Couple months.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been in the making. There were so many times in studio, like during commercial breaks and whatnot, just talking and being like, man, I'm so excited. Oh, it was the week that we had our HR meeting and we had something else. And I was like, I'm going to see you like 4 times this week. And that's like, no, wait, no, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Abby almost messed it up the other day also in studio, you said.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm so dumb. So I don't read emails apparently because I didn't realize it was a surprise party until like Thursday. So I'm baffled by the fact that I didn't spoil it for you accidentally because I got you this big gift of desserts and it's really heavy. And I knew I was going to be out bopping around on Saturday. And so I was at some point going to ask you on like during the week, hey, I have this gift for you. Would you rather me give it to you now or at your party on Saturday? But thank God somebody had said something to me about how it was a surprise party. I go, oh my God, thank God I didn't say anything. So I just brought in the gift on Friday.
I think it was at game night before Bert got there. Somebody mentioned something about it being a surprise or something.
It was Amy. We were sitting around playing spades, or we were getting ready to play spades. And Amy, our business manager, said something just casually about how it was a surprise party. I'm just sitting there with my mouth agape like, I just almost ruined it for everybody.
So she almost messed it up also because Amy, in the middle of game night, she started telling me about a driver that was having a hard time getting to the airport on, when was our game night?
A game night was on Thursday night.
And I was only casually listening, but what she was talking about, this driver was going to the airport to pick up my son, who she arranged to come in from college. And she almost told me on Thursday night that, yeah, Arthur's on the way to the airport right now to get Hayden, which I would have been like, what?
Uh-huh.
I was most shocked to see him. First of all, I walk into our friend Molly and Joel's house, right? And I started to get a little tipped off, maybe a little tipped off, because there were a whole bunch of cars about 300 feet down the road, right? But they
you
have
did pay attention to that because I was betting you weren't going to notice.
Well, they do. They live on a street where there are some neighbors that have a lot of parties also. So as we were driving up, the person that drove me there had made that observation because I said something about the cars. And she's like, oh, blank and blank are probably having a party. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I didn't even think about it because I just thought it was going to be you and Bart, me, a friend, and Molly and Joel. And we were all going to go hang out. So we were going to pick you guys up over at Molly and Joel's. That's all I thought. So I walk into the house and utterly shocked. There are 45 people, literally 45 people in their house. And in the very front row is Hollis and my son Hayden from college. And
your face was priceless, dude. When you walked into that room and we all yelled surprise, and we were debating other things to yell at you, but I'm glad we went with surprise. I mean, your whole body jolted.
I literally was totally shocked.
We were loud. Molly was like, maybe we shouldn't have gone in that hard.
It sincerely was one of the best nights of my life.
It
really felt amazing because about 90% of my friends and coworkers who I consider friends also, the important people in my life, when you have that many people show up to a party, you just can't help but feel the love. And it was like that all night long.
Yeah, there was a great vibe. There was great energy. I mean, you had friends come in from South Carolina. You had friends come in from Florida. Like, I hope, and it seemed genuine that you felt the love.
Oh my God, it was really amazing. I mean, overwhelming. As I understand it, the surprise lasted a little bit longer than it was supposed to. So you guys were congregated in the living room for a little longer than had expected.
Well, we were informed, all right, 10 minutes away. And so then Molly pulls us into the living room and like 40 plus people or, you know, almost 50 people are hanging out in this living room and the clock's just ticking. And I looked at Molly and I go, were you premature? And she's like, no, they said, and then you guys took a detour or something and then ended up coming to the house or something?
There wasn't a detour, but they got confused of where we were starting the journey from.
Oh, that's right, because you're not at your, you're staying in an Airbnb while your house is getting renovated.
Right, so that's a little bit of a longer drive, so that wasn't communicated.
That was not communicated. That there lied in the problem. So we all just kind of like tightly hung in there and started sweating a little bit, and then you guys finally showed up.
And the party lasted to the next day, too, when I picked up my phone. And Kristen had picked up my phone and got into it and left me a whole bunch of presents on my phone that I got to relive the night.
Can we establish something real quick? One, totally forgot I did that. Completely forgot. Then you posted a picture that I had put on your phone. And I was like, don't post the video. Don't post the video. Don't post it. And I even put that in my Insta story. Please don't post the video. You posted.
Oops.
So that was just for you.
Oh, oops.
But I'm never stealing your phone again.
I think that's good policy.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
A juicy little tidbit about O.J. Simpson's final days has reached the press, and it is making me very, very intrigued as to what was going on in that hospice room. So allegedly, according to TMZ, O.J. Simpson's children, the hospital workers, and all of his friends and family, about 30 to 50 people, all had to sign an NDA before they saw him, which is making everybody go, what was on that deathbed? What confessions came out in those final days that made him and his team say, even though I'm going to be gone in a couple of hours, you're not allowed to talk about it?
Do you know, if I was celebrity and I had a bunch of people, I would do the same thing.
Yeah, and I wonder, I'm not sure the condition that he was in, but I'm sure he's in a lot of pain. Mm. So I'm sure he was on a lot of painkillers. And who knows what you say when you're on those kind of painkillers. So I think it was probably smart for them to do that if you were trying to hide something in your past.
No, not, even if you're not trying to hide something from your past. Like, if that was me, and like, you know, my dad, who died of cancer, went through hospice. He was on a lot of pain meds. Said a lot of nonsensical stuff there towards the end, right? So knowing that that would get high tabloid interest, I would have everybody sign an NDA. Just because, bottom line, I want you talking about my final words. Like, that those are my final words to the people who are in that room, and they're just for you. And so I would, you know, there might be one person in there who's trying to get a cash grab for some tabloids. Mm-hmm. So I would do it for that sheer fact, even if I hadn't been the suspect in a murder trial.
I feel like that still wouldn't give me any peace, really, because if I want to tell you to get something off my chest, then I would imagine you're that close to me to where I don't even have to worry about you telling anyone. So I feel like even if you have to have them sign an NDA, a part of you already knows that they might let it slip up. And I think it will at some point either way.
But then I'm like, you don't really have to face any consequences for whatever comes out. So a lot of people are theorizing that it has something to do with his kids, because there's the whole conspiracy theory that I think it's Jason Simpson actually killed Nicole and Ron. And maybe he's going to confess to covering it up for his kids, and he just wants to protect Jason with this NDA. Because, I mean, if you're going to be in the ground, why do you need an NDA? You don't got to face the problems.
Right. And you talk about consequences, and I have my belief is that he did face consequences. We will never see that, but he certainly did.
Yeah, he's probably facing some consequences right now that we won't know till we're all dead and gone.
I hope not to know then either.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be in the same place he is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, no.
But she's saying if you're there and he's not, then you know.
All right. We're all having a dinner party and we're like, OJ's not here, right?
Yeah, I don't want to see
him. He's not
the other first
one.
Face you see, you in trouble.
Right.
Okay, Kristen, you sent me this video the other day of this Nelly concert going around, and it's completely empty. And there was this headline saying, oh my gosh, nobody showed up to this Nelly concert. That's so sad. Like, why is nobody hanging out with Nelly? And
like,
then,
it's an arena, like a huge arena. And his voice, and he's singing one of his most popular songs, is just echoing. And there's just a smattering of people in the stands.
Like a arena that would sit like 10,000 people?
Like our Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Arena. So 10, 12,000 mm-hmm. people. Yeah, okay.
A pretty significant venue, and it's completely empty. And the headline's like, nobody shows up to Nelly concert. No, Nelly concert totally flops. And then you look at the comments, and people are telling you why nobody's in the stands. And it made me so enraged because it made it look like such a diss mm-hmm. towards Nelly. And one of the most fun concerts I've ever been to was a Nelly concert. So that's my boy. So all the comments are like, why are you trying to make him look bad? This is literally just a sound check. It's just a sound check.
Okay.
It's not an actual concert.
So the person who posted this video is sending, and they do that a lot of times where like you can win through the radio station. You could be a part of an artist sound check, right? Like that's part of your prize of winning the tickets. And they have on their little caption, like they're filming Nelly singing, and it says, I'm experiencing secondhand embarrassment. And then pan over to whoever they're sitting with. And like, again, all the seats are completely empty. And I'm not going to lie, I fell for it at first, right? Mm-hmm. And so I forwarded it to Abby. And then I start looking through the comments, and everybody's like, why are you trying to do this? Like, this is the sound check. They said they verified mm-hmm. it as a sound check. And I was like, well, there's your story. The a-hole that tried to take down Nelly with their stupid sound check video.
Just for clout. Anything for clout nowadays.
Like, I mean, if that's your goal when you wake up today, Nelly's going down. You're getting close to rock bottom.
Pretty sad.
Leave Nelly alone. All right, Megan Fox is finally responding to Chelsea from Love Is Blind's claim that she's her doppelganger. I'll tell you about her surprising reaction on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
As a person that's had the good fortune of not having to be on dating apps and do a whole bunch of back and forth when it comes to texting and dating, I got a very unique and intense peek into how a woman thinks and how she deciphers DMs and texts when she and a guy are starting to do the dance of dating over the weekend. And I want to thank Abby for that.
That's what I'm here for.
So we're at my surprise birthday party. And Abby, without getting into too many details, was DMing with a dude. And at first, it was just Abby talking to one person, trying to decipher what she should say to this guy. And then trying to figure out exactly what he was saying with his words and what the tone was and what this capital letter meant. Right. And they're talking. And then the crowd starts to get bigger and bigger as we all start to get in on this puzzle, trying to figure out what her next move should be, trying to decipher exactly what he was saying. Was he being professional? Was he being personal? Should she be aggressive? Is he being aggressive? And what's going on and on and on and on until all 45 people at the party.
It's truly a spectator sport watching me date.
It reminds me of that scene in Queen's Gambit because it's like a massive chess game where she's there at this major tournament and there she's on the phone with like seven other guys who are trying to like talk her through like what all her next moves should be. And I feel like that's what that was.
Yeah, that's what we like to call the writer's room where we all get into a little huddle and figure out what we should write in our manuscript to this man. And we chose to write nothing back. So we got nothing done as writers.
It was absolutely unbelievable to watch. It really, really was.
It's panic inducing.
Okay, so I messed up the schedule. We're supposed to be doing this at 6:30, so my bad.
Oh. I was wondering. I was like, this wasn't on the schedule.
So we're now going to move the 6:30 to 6:20, okay? So we need to bring the interns in here. All right. A little slow still from Saturday night.
It's okay.
So as we are sitting here, I mean, it seriously is like, it's almost like a tennis match? No.
No.
It was more like having a council, like a council of people around trying to guide you into making right decisions. Right?
Yeah. It's the writer's room. The way the girls picture it, especially in a group chat, is it's sort of like you're writing your own TV show. You huddle together. You analyze what one character has said. We have to think about what their motives are. We have to think, do we want this to be a comedic scene? Is this a dramatic scene? What direction is my character development going in?
Yeah. The writers, they're trying to go for the laugh, right? Where in this instance, They're just trying to go for, oh, I don't know, your soulmate that's going to be with you for the rest of your life. Don't screw it up.
I think we might have.
All right. Oh, did we?
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about it later in the week, so I don't want to say too much.
Okay. It's an interesting storyline.
It's an interesting
one. I was confused. It felt like there was so much on the line, you know?
I mean, only the rest of my life.
Yes, there always is so much on the line.
That's a lot of pressure.
I mean, true love's kind of a big deal.
So last week, you thought, okay, maybe it's time for me to get the intern's help on some of this.
Yes, so I have just gotten canceled on so many dates in the last couple of months. Like the last 6 months, I've probably been asked out 4 or 5 different times. And out of those 4 or 5 different times, I've been canceled on just like out of nowhere after I've been asked out. So I have come to the conclusion that there is something about me on the internet that's not correct. That there is something making me look real sus to
that's
these men.
That's not correct, she says.
I don't think that
can't be correct.
There's a right and a wrong here, and apparently I'm hella wrong. So I challenged the interns last week, which I'm now regretting, to find whatever sus information is out there on the internet about me so that I can scrub it, so I can stop getting canceled on because my clock's ticking. Like, I'm turning 27 next week.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's ticking so loud. We can barely do the show in here because it's ticking so loud, right? And you thought that maybe, okay, because you're more accessible than others in their lives, because you do this for a living, people can go online, they can YouTube it, your segments, so much out there, right?
They just know too much about me before the date, so I think there's just something out there that's freaking them out, and I want to take it down because I'm sick of getting canceled on.
All right, intern Messiah, you first, man. What did you find online that perhaps is turning dudes off?
Okay, so I don't think that I necessarily found something so pivotal, but I kind of broke down who you are as a person based on how you project yourself on social media.
So you're just going to break down my psyche.
Yes.
He would like to present you with his PowerPoint this morning. We're going to be here a while.
With the latest post, or like your vacation that you went on with your mom, it was so cute. It was, you know, heartfelt or whatnot. But maybe how you know, females characterize guys as mama's boys. Maybe they're starting to character you as like a mama's girl.
Oh.
They might think that you rely on your mother for certain things.
Oh.
And they might think that you run to your mom to tell things too. So they're like, maybe she's too close with her mother and she's a mama's girl.
Okay.
That could be, it's wrong. But
it's not accurate.
But if this is their perception, then really, right? we need to take it into account.
And then you also have this like book club. And for some guys, they might think that you're a geek.
Smart.
Or dork in a sense. So I thought maybe that as well.
Yeah, that smart vibe's got to go.
Yeah.
Stop reading and cut your mother off.
Intelligence.
I'm sorry, I do.
All these good values, you got to like throw them out the window. Family and reading.
Good values. Y'all haven't seen my Kindle Unlimited. The Bible is not on there.
From if they watch our the podcast or listen to the radio show. So it's kind of like a double take I have on you. So you're very bold. You're very upfront, and you seem like, you know, you're very headstrong. You know what you want, what you like.
Well, all these turn off. Jesus.
But then also though, so guys might think, okay, she's not easily manipulated. So I can't really like swing her my way if I wanted to, you know, kind of like persuade her or whatever the case may be.
You gotta be more dumb.
Oh, yeah.
God forbid. So you got to shrink yourself down, be dumb so you can be manipulative or manipulated, don't have a good relationship with your family, and what else was it? Just don't be you, essentially.
Oh, and stop reading. Forgot about that
Become an inanimate object, and then you will win love.
This is really just proving to me why I've been single this long. Okay, so this is a good start.
But then also with you being headstrong, you're also very vulnerable on the radio station as well. So they might think that maybe is she a crybaby? But these are all assumptions. That's what I'm saying. I could not find anything dirt-wise on you, so I had to make perceptions of how they can perceive you.
Every time I thought he was finished, he was like, and also...
Do you want to come back later in the show if you have more? All right, let's go to Annalie now.
Okay, like Messiah, I didn't find anything bad. Like, there was nothing that I looked up and I just saw, like, terrible things about you. Like, it was all very good. But I think that because you are so successful, it could be intimidating to men to see, you know, that you, like, do have this social media preference that could be a little bit worrisome for them. But then also I do have a quote. You said, like, in the in your, like, Meet the Abby like video that the Burt Show posted, you said the two things on your bucket list are to see Taylor Swift and to trick a man into loving me.
And I've already got one of them down, so.
So they could have, like, heard that and been like, ugh, I don't know. Okay. But yeah, there was nothing bad that I found.
Okay, wow, I love this. Just boost my ego more.
Of course.
Let's do that.
It's a little tweak.
Little tweak.
Don't be funny. Okay, scratch that off
the list. Yeah, satire is off the list. Definitely. No more satire.
Kylie, okay.
Oh, and torpedo your career. Don't have one of those.
Oh, yes. Forgot about that. I won't pay my bills.
This whole intimidating strong woman thing, we're going to have to get into later also.
Yeah,
okay?
Because
a guy is intimidated by that.
You don't want to be with him.
Right.
Yeah, I might throw you a little curveball right now.
Oh, God.
Because, I mean, I stalked you pretty hard. And at the end, I was like, she looks cool. She looks hot. She seems funny. I didn't see anything wrong with it. Like,
now you are funny. You seem funny.
I seem funny.
I seem hot. It's all those filters.
No, you looked hot. You look cool. All of the things. It was really good. I thought your social media, everything was perfect.
I'm sensing a butt.
And I think a lot of most straight men aren't really looking that deep on the internet and social media and all of that. I think it's not your social media. I think it comes down to the taxi light theory. You guys, have y'all heard of that?
I have heard of the taxi light theory.
Do tell.
Taxi light theory is when a man has his taxi light on, he's ready for commitment and to settle down. If the taxi light's off, he's just there to mess around. And I feel like majority of these guys on dating apps don't have their taxi light on.
They're just not ready.
Right. They can tell you're ready for something serious. You don't want to mess around. And a guy that doesn't have their taxi light on, they're driving.
They're driving right past me. Yeah. After they ask me out.
Yeah, so, I don't think there's anything wrong with you.
Like, Abby, you just need to start Sluber. Slut Uber.
You only pick up sluts? I'm going to see the preferences on that one.
It's just where my taxi light is on 24/7.
That's okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And lastly, Caroline?
So I've got to know you for a little bit over the last couple months.
Okay.
And I remember trying to set you up with someone, and he runs sound for Riley Green, by the way.
Oh, damn. So that's a way in.
And
wait, I thought it wasn't Riley. I thought it was somebody else.
It was, well, they opened for Riley Green.
Gotcha.
So, but he's back there while Riley Green is on stage.
It's closer to him than I'll ever get.
Yes. So I think, and when you didn't respond to him on Instagram, he got intimidated by you because the first thing he told me was your Instagram presence was scary. And I think men are intimidated by you. Aww. I really think so. And that's a compliment in my book.
That's so sweet. Also, I didn't know he DM'd me.
He did.
So now I feel bad.
He did.
Aww. We tell him I'm sorry and that
I tried to set her up on like a blind date and they could have been great.
I will say this, that back me on this if you think this is right, Mo. And if I'm not, tell me also. I think that most guys aren't intimidated by women, but I think women use that as an excuse, or it's their fallback reason why they're not attracting more men.
Nah, I don't think as many men are intimidated by women as women make it seem, but I do think there are a lot of men who genuinely are.
That don't want successful women.
Yes.
Don't want family women.
They don't have the ego. They don't have, like, whatever it is that a man is supposed to have to where if you're here, then I'm going to level up and match you, and now we there together. You got to feed a lot of these guys' egos, man.
Mm. You don't want any of those guys anyway.
See, I could go on a whole spiel about intimidating things because there are women way more intimidating to me that are married and are fine. So it's got to be something else. I'm going to find it. And when I do, I'm going to take it off the internet.
It's the virtue.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It doesn't sit right with my soul. That's kind of been a fun theme we've been playing with on The Burt Show lately, where you're getting something off your chest that's just not sitting right with you. Like when I threw a sick burn at Abby and then immediately felt bad, and she did the same thing to Kristen and also felt bad right away. Now, we're all good and that was all in good fun, but sometimes you're not quite ready to confront your problems head on and you need someone to talk to. And while we love talking to you guys about your drama, sometimes it's above our pay grade and you need a professional to give you advice. I've been to therapy, and there's something so freeing about unloading your problems on a therapist that has your back and you know is there to help you. And that's where BetterHelp comes in. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
Hey, thanks for checking out The Burt Show's podcast. If you like what you hear here, and let's be honest, we know you do, we would love a review when you're done listening. And you know what? 5 stars goes a long way for us. Thanks for listening. We talked to Tara on Friday, who was really kind of torn because her dad hasn't been in her life consistently, but is trying to reconnect and build a relationship. But she had graduation over the weekend, only had a couple of tickets, and he looked like he was going to be odd man out. So we'll find out how she handled that coming up in just a couple of seconds. So today's tax day. A lot of people stressed out.
Right? So stressed out. So I had to do the extension. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, I need more time.
Yeah.
We do the extension every single year.
Every single year. Same with me. Like, you don't know what's coming every single year.
Yes. So today is comfort food time. Krispy Kreme is giving like half off, more than half off. So they got this deal on tax day that they do every year where you buy a dozen Krispy Kremes and they give you the second dozen for just the sales tax. All right.
What do you need 24 donuts for?
Well, for me, bring him into the office.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Kiss to ass. Eat by myself in bed alone in the dark. Yes. Stop judging me.
Right there. I'm in the backseat of my car like.
Do you know what this girl told me over the weekend at your birthday, Bert? She goes, no one can eat a whole crumble cookie by themselves. What is wrong with you? Right. You have problems. Yeah.
I heard that rumor a couple of times, and I can assure you that is incorrect.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, I can tell you. When my sons are around those crumble cookies, man, it's just a matter of time before they both get diabetes. It could be this morning, for sure. All right, so let's get Tara on here for just a second. Because, man, I was sad for her on Friday. My heart was breaking for her on Friday. Because she had a graduation this weekend, and she wasn't real sure that she was going to be able to invite her dad.
Yeah, so she has an estranged relationship with her father. He's been in and out, in and out. And the people that have been there have been her mom, her stepdad, and her grandparents. Well, she has 4 tickets to graduation. Dad all of a sudden has popped back up and has made comments and is expecting to be invited to the graduation ceremony. But she doesn't have a ticket for him. So she hit us up for advice and what she should do. And if she should tell one of her, you know, her stepdad or her grandparents, I'm sorry, you can't come. Or if she should tell her dad, like, hey, you know, these are the people who have been there. But if you'd like to come to the graduation party, or if you want to, like, do dinner after graduation and include him in that aspect, that's always a possibility.
My concern was she was going to be very mature and tell her dad what's going on. And he was going to have to sort of embrace his history. And he was going to be mad about it, like, but was going to take it out on her. Like, he wasn't going to take responsibility for it. Like, how could you? I'm your dad. And when you're going through graduation and you're young, that's stressful.
It's like one of those situations where even though you know it's not your fault and you didn't have any control and the fact that we are here now, you still feel guilty about having to tell somebody that they earned this spot in your life.
And you always want to be accepted by your parents. Always. Hey, Tara, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, first let's start with the really, really great stuff. Congratulations on graduation. Woo! Okay. Was it a great day?
Thank you.
Well, no, she hasn't graduated yet.
I'm actually graduating in May.
Oh, okay.
She's just telling her dad about the ticket situation.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So how did it go?
So I told my dad that I didn't have a ticket for him, and it was a hard conversation to have. He was upset, and he was kind of angry. He said, I mean, I noticed he was being, you know, kind of rude. After I told him. And so I ended up telling my mom about it. And she said that my stepdad was willing to step out so that my dad can come. And I offered that solution to my dad, and he was still not happy about it because he wants to also bring my stepmom.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, wow. Okay, now we got a lot to unpack here.
You know, that led to a bigger argument, and I told him, never mind. So things aren't really great with us right now. But, you know, at least I still have my mom, my stepdad, and my grandparents that are going to be there.
Okay, let me just reiterate. Say again what I said on Friday. Your dad has earned this situation. Mm-hmm. You did nothing. You did nothing here to earn this stress. This is all on your dad. I also want to say this, that the anger that your dad might be showing you, he probably is more angry at himself that this is the situation and isn't expressing that or doesn't know it. He's angry, and it's easy to take it out on you. But if I'm a parent, I'm pissed at myself. Like,
you're a good parent. I think you're giving him more credit than he deserves.
Okay, so let's say he's different.
Yes.
How did your stepdad feel at the time that you told? What a great dude to say, you know what? I understand, because the stepdad is a tough position to be in, because you always know you're coming off the bench, right? Or even when you're starting,
when you're playing better.
if dad comes into the picture, then you got to go back to the bench. So how did he feel about it?
I know he was a little bit disappointed that he didn't say that. That's just the type of person he is. Like, he's always willing to do whatever he has to do to make sure everyone else is good.
All right. And then there's step three here of dad being upset. Even though your stepdad makes this amazing sacrifice, who has been there every single day for you, then your dad gets upset and feels like he's entitled to bring his wife now also to your graduation. Have you guys even spent any time together, you and she?
Not really. I mean, like, I know her, but we don't really, you know, I barely have a relationship with my dad.
You have every right to be upset, and you have every right to feel down about the situation. I'm here to let you know right now, the people who are going to be at your graduation are the people who deserve to be at your graduation. Ooh. And are going to give you the day that you deserve. Your father's reaction is that belongs to him. That does not belong to you. So I don't want you to carry that around with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Tara. Yeah. I wish it was easier for you. But again, this is a really, really hard lesson to learn. And even I, at my age, have learned this when I'm feeling a certain way about my parents who came in and came out of my life, that they earn that. They earn my apathy. And your dad has set this whole thing up. It's on him. This is not on you. You follow your heart. You do what you think is right. And your dad's going to be there at the end of the day, but he might not be happy about it, but he's got to point to himself, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, see ya.
I don't feel like we helped at all.
That's a tough spot, man. That is a really tough spot, but she owns nothing of that. That is all on Pops.
Right.
Absolutely. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
You guys won't let us relax. You have told us, look, we want more Burt Show. So we came up with bonus content for you guys.
We cuss.
It's I don't want to say raunchy, but I would say a more adult version of the Burt Show that you will hear on our BS content.
It's R-rated.
Yeah.
For sure. This week, I needed some serious help upping my Spades smack talk. I can play the game, but I can't talk the game. So Mo, help me out.
I did the best I could.
You weren't working with a lot. and then women are outraged over jundies, also known as janties, and that is jean undies or jean panties. And the commentary was priceless. So you can sign up for the bonus BS at theburtshow.com/bonusBS.
All right. You know how every now and then, if you are a sports fan, you'll watch football players hit each other in the head with their helmets before a game or smack their pads. I feel like I need that this morning based on what Kristen has put on the schedule this early on a Monday morning.
I actually put it earlier, but you decided to rearrange the schedule.
That was an accident.
Wink, wink.
All right, so we're going to do another round of electricity, EBAs, trivia. That is our electroid football that we're going to be passing around that's going to shock us. So Katie, producer Katie today, has brought in questions. These are going to be rapid fire. We're each going to be holding this football that has all these electrodes on it. And after 60 seconds, whoever's holding this will get a pretty powerful shock.
And if you want to see people get shopped, we are streaming this live on Facebook, facebook.com/thebirdshow.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah. So,
happy birthday.
Awesome. So Katie's going to ask questions, and then we're going to go around the room. And if you get your question right, you can pass the football. I'm not going to pass it yet.
Wow. Had to be right. I got a lot of DMs from people asking about that football. Where do they get it? What's the name of it?
Again, it's called Shock Rugby. It's a tiny football, and I got it on Amazon.
Okay.
Literally just look up Shock Rugby on Amazon. And whoever is left holding the football, if you can't answer your question right, you have to keep going until you get one right. Whoever's holding the football at the end will get shocked, and then you're out, and we go till we have one person remaining. All right.
Monday morning.
Here we go.
Here we go. So, yep. Firing us up for the week.
All right.
I'm standing up. All right, here we go. I'm going to push it up to 60 seconds. All right, are you ready, Tommy? In 3, 2, 1, go.
Name two artists, well-known artists, who performed at Coachella over the weekend.
Sabrina Carpenter and... next.
Wrong.
Go,
all right.
Go.
All right. What is the name? What is the Golden Bachelor's name?
Jerry.
Good. All right. So what is the first name of the next Bachelorette?
Anna.
Nope.
Go.
You got to think. Oh, another question. Seconds. I don't know if he's passing. All right. Name the diss track that Nicki Minaj dropped against Megan Thee Stallion.
You're a skank.
Nope.
That was 60?
Pick it up. No, it's not
60.
It's not 60.
No, I assure you, it buzzed in my head.
It tingles. It's not 60.
Hello? This is not fair. Hold it.
Did I get it right?
No.
Okay. You want the next question? All right. What is J-Lo's bodega order?
A Cuban hold the cheese.
No, wrong. A ham and cheese roll with an orange drink. All right.
Now that's 60 according to my.
Is it not buzzing?
Okay.
It's not.
I'm confused.
I'm very confused. Too. Where was the, did it give us a 30 second and a 15 second?
Yes, you guys were all loud.
Oh, we're loud. Okay.
All right. There it goes. That was 60.
So it's not exactly 60.
Okay. All right. Can we set some rules for the host?
Yes.
All right. We answer. You don't give us the correct answer if we get it wrong. Just move on to the next one.
Move to the next question.
Yes.
All right. Wrong. Next question. All right. I got you.
Who's starting?
Me.
Abby does.
Yes.
Does it reset itself?
No, you have to turn it off and then turn it back on.
Okay. How do I do that?
All right, last round, then we'll go into the entertainment bus.
Wait, what do I do? How do
put
I turn this
put
on?
It in the middle. And then press this off.
You have to do it with your tongue.
HR? Okay.
Then push it up, I believe, to 60.
Okay, it's on 60.
All right,
okay.
Let's go.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right, what artist just announced their first ever headlining tour?
Oh, Shakira?
Nope. All right, what NFL star received backlash after chugging a beer on stage while receiving their college diploma?
Travis Kelce!
Correct!
Anyway.
All right, what woman's basketball player made an appearance on SNL and is expected to be the number one WNBA draft pick?
Angel Reese?
Nope.
Caitlin.
Pass it, you had it.
Won't right. Pass it?
Did I get it?
No,
you got the second one.
No. Okay, go!
Okay, All right, I'm sorry. All right. Man, what actor is rumored to be the next James Bond?
Oh, I don't know his name. Next question.
All right. Let's see. What actor is playing Michael Jackson's in his upcoming biopic?
His sons.
All right. What is the name of the stand-up comedian who bombed at the Golden Globes?
Oh.
Back down, baby.
I don't remember.
What is Simone Biles' husband's name?
I never knew his name. Simone Biles' husband. That's his name.
What is Rihanna's real name?
Rihanna.
No. What is going on?
Hurry up.
All right.
I'm not taking
what
it.
Game show reboot is Travis Kelce set to host?
No. Newlywed Game.
No. Oh, my gosh.
I knew every question before you got to me.
All right. Hey, what show 60? Beat The Office on streaming services in 2023, last year?
Friends?
30 seconds.
No. What law did Megan Thee Stallion reference in her diss track
Megan's
against?
Law.
There we go. All right.
No.
Oh, snap. All right. What is name one of the kids of Kim Kardashian's
North.
Child. There we go.
What? No.
15 seconds.
Okay.
We broke it anyway.
Did we break it?
There's no light on it.
Oh, the lights are out. Nobody's home. Yeah, that was longer than 60 seconds.
I had to restart the clock.
That was almost 2 minutes.
Okay, I think don't go get the shock rugby.
I'm going to have to find something else to throw that's like an electric.
Okay, so I think we're down with this, done with this round. But what were the correct answers, just so we know?
Oh.
You know, all the ones that Mo got wrong?
All right, so for us, the Michael Jackson one, it was Jafar Jackson. Rihanna, it's Robin Fenty. You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Okay, all right. Let's see. Headlining artist, her first ever tour is Missy Elliott.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Yeah, that's Missy Elliott. We got the Travis one. Caitlin Clark is the one who was there. We go. Bigfoot. I'm trying to go through and make sure I find all the questions. Out of order. I just want to throw this out there.
I know the football's broken. I have a stun gun at home.
No, absolutely not.
I don't mind running from person to person.
I bet you don't. Tommy's cattle prod trivia. Okay, let's try it.
The Burt Show.
Let's get into the entertainment.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I hope this last segment has taught everyone to pay attention because there could be consequences for your actions. All right, so do you remember Megan Fox or the girl who claimed she looked like Megan Fox from the last season of Love is Blind caused all this controversy where he asked her behind the walls of the Love is Blind pods because they can't see each other while they're dating?
This would be Megan Fox's seventh cousin.
Yes.
Okay.
There was a resemblance for sure, and she was very humble about it. She was like, people say I look like Megan Fox, and the guy behind the wall took that as I am Megan Fox's doppelganger.
And she's like, no, it's my hair or my eyes. She also apparently said that she looks like Adele and Katy Perry, but they cut that from the show.
Okay.
Yeah, they were clearly trying to paint her in a certain light so that they could have a certain storyline to make it seem like he wasn't attracted to her, the whole shebang. Well, we have been waiting for Megan Fox's response because it has caused such controversy in the entertainment world of what does Megan Fox feel about this comparison between these two people. And she has finally spoken to E! News about how she really feels about the comparison.
So do you think that Chelsea received way too much flack for her comment stating that you are her doppelganger?
Like I said, I didn't watch it, but I think in general, just no one deserves to get bullied. And I did see a picture of her, and I guarantee you she has, like, very blue, like, slightly slatted almond-shaped eyes. 100,000% people have told her, you kind of look like Megan Fox. So I believe she's telling the truth, and I hope, like, she still has that sparkle in her eye. I hope the world didn't steal it from her. Mine died long ago from being bullied for 20 years. So I hope that didn't happen to her.
She sounds like a pageant contestant answering the tough question.
Yeah, she's not answering the question, but she's answering the question. So
she did answer it. She says her eyes, like, they have very similar eyes. So she can, like, she confirmed that I bet that she's been told that she resembles Megan Fox.
They had the very similar eyelids.
No, that was about it. That is not true. They have, like, the same eyes.
I've studied Megan Fox. Okay. Don't save that.
Someone literally superimposed Megan Fox's face over Chelsea's, like, nose up, and it's a perfect fit. So she does. She does resemble her.
Okay. This is not the hill I'm dying on. So let's move on.
So that interview happened at something called Revolve Fest, which is basically like the Super Bowl for influencers. It happens outside of Coachella, and everyone has to wear an outfit from the very bougie website Revolve. But of course, Coachella was actually going on this weekend, and a lot of amazing artists showed up and showed out. Lana Del Rey came out and looked amazing. She brought Billie Eilish out. No Doubt performed and had Olivia Rodrigo do a small cameo on stage with them, and they did incredible. Of course, my baby Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were there just in the crowd, like two normal couple just out there living their best lives.
They were going crazy for Ice Spice.
So hold on a second. So they're just out there. Now, there must be security around them so people can't get close, or were they with the people?
Yes. They were with the people.
Really?
Travis Kelce at this point is just Taylor Swift security. Yeah. Because it's so funny, if you see her walking out with her security, they're not like big dudes. Like the guys that she hired, I'm surprised that she chose them because they're not like Taylor Swift is a tall woman. She is like 5'11" and then in heels, she's like 6'3". And her security dudes are look smaller than her. And so when she's out with Travis, it looks like she's with her security. So to me, it's no shock that she's just like, y'all can go home. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend's got this. My boyfriend can sack anybody that's going to try and get to me.
I actually felt bad for whoever was standing behind them in the pit because you couldn't see anything because Travis Kelce is like his own walking billboard.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And then Justin Bieber was in the pit front row two taking an Ice Spice.
Oh my God. The lore of this one video that came out where it was Ice Spice on stage and then Justin Bieber in the front row and then Travis and Taylor behind them is so funny because of the beef that Justin and Taylor have together and then Ice Spice on stage giving her a shout out. It made my weekend.
Mo, you know the rap game better than I do. What am I missing about Ice Spice? I mean, it's personal because she stood us up, but outside of that, like her music, is she great?
No. If I'm going to be completely honest, I think it's more her aura and just the way like that she carries herself. She just like rolls out of nowhere quickly, and I know a lot of it is just because of, well, to be frank, like men love her. Men love like her style, her swag, her sex appeal. But as far as her music, it's never done it for me.
That's interesting because I think she's really weaseled her way into the pop game a little bit with a lot of like the songs that have gotten really big on TikTok. So I think that's a little bit of it too. So it's, I think it's like 50% that, but then also she has some hits that people recognize when they get on social media that is also like helped her get collaborations like Taylor Swift.
I feel like there are 100 female rappers in Atlanta only that would be better than her on stage.
I agree. I couldn't even tell you what her hits are.
Yeah. Will Smith also had a performance for Men in Black with J Balvin, and Kesha came out on stage and changed the line from her favorite song, TikTok, from Wake Up in the Morning Feeling Like P. Diddy to F. P. Diddy, essentially. All right. Wynonna Judd is allegedly ignoring her daughter's calls after she was booked in jail on prostitution charges. I'll tell you how she got behind bars on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
It was Instagram that gave me the perspective that I needed at the exact right time. I swear the algorithms on Instagram, they know me better than I know myself, right? So last week I went in to get a haircut and I have decided, you know what? I've been dyeing my hair for a long time. I'm just going to let it go. Let's see what this looks like.
Go gray, baby.
So I've slowly been weaning into this world, right? And this was the haircut where all the glaze that I've put in it before is gone, right? So I'm like, go for it. Let's do this thing. So we did. We cut my hair, and wow, it's gray. It's like super, super gray. So I posted on Instagram, like, I'm not sure this is going to stay or not. I'm still getting used to it. But the way I look right now is really making me feel like I look old. I don't feel my age, but I looked at...
Don't act it either.
And that's for sure. Saturday night? Oh, yeah, for sure. So I was thinking, like, man, I don't want to look old. I don't even know if I like this gray hair. And then this quick, really quick reel shows up for me in Instagram.
I had to show y'all this. Look at this. They're coming in. If you are new around here, gray hairs are very exciting for me. Aging is a gift. We often forget that. But I might not live long enough to see my head full of gray hair. So every time I get one, I'm like, I'm getting older. I'm getting older. It's exciting. These are a sign that you are living. And look at that. I am living. I am living. So when you see them pop through, I'm so proud. I'm proud of them.
She had cancer.
Aww.
Oh. So the hair is growing in. And now that it's gray, her perspective is, I'm still on this earth, man.
I actually use this as inspiration because you had sent this, I think, like on Thursday or Friday, and I hosted an event Friday night to raise money for childhood cancer research. And so we had a lot of kids there from the Rally Foundation, Rally Kids who are going through cancer. We have some parents there of some Rally Angels. And I was going to go up on stage and be like, because I hosted last year, because it's all about how you get in, right, to get the crowd going. And I was going to be like, yeah, you know, I didn't screw up last year, so they invited me back this year, but you're going to notice something different. I have to, you know, I have to have these readers on because the 40s come at you hard and fast. And then as I was doing that, I was like, yeah, but what a luxury and a privilege it is to get to an age where I need glasses. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, these kids deserve to have these milestones that we take for granted, which is being able to get to like get to an age where you need glasses or to have gray hairs. And so that was my in, and it went over really well with the crowd.
Well, this is going to transition really well into Cassie right now, who definitely needs some perspective because she is on a life losing streak right now. And I mean, you do go through these streaks, right, where life gives you wins, a lot of them in a row, and you're feeling great, and then it's the balance of life, man. But Cassie's have been going on for a stupid long time.
Yeah, I don't want any more perspective or life lessons. I get it. Like, can you just send a telegram so I can learn exactly what you mean? Because
you're lucky that nobody got hurt here.
It was one of my biggest fears that I was told by quite a few people was irrational when I was dealing with postpartum anxiety. And it came true a few days ago. And it is a it was very, very windy where I lived on Thursday night, and a tree, not just one tree, five trees fell into my house. Wow. And one busted through the roof into the living room. My husband and I were sitting there watching the new Fallout series on Amazon Prime, which we had been waiting and waiting to come out. So we were so excited. We got the kids in bed. And we're sitting down, and we have a metal roof. So if you've ever been in a house with a metal roof, everything is so loud. Like, a pine cone sounds like someone threw a boulder at it. You just get used to it. The rain, it's beautiful, but it's loud. And so I first heard something hit the roof, and I was like, that's not a pine cone, but it's windy. It's probably a branch. And it hit the roof, and then it got louder, and then it kept going. And I'm sitting there, like, bewildered, because my brain is split into, one, I'm listening out for the kids to see if they're going to start crying, and two, I'm trying to figure out what is happening on the roof. And I'm so tired, and I'm like, maybe at some point, I was like, is a plane crashing into our house? And then for some reason, I was like, is it an alien UFO? Because the house started shaking. The entire house started shaking. And then things started falling from the ceiling. And in my living room, we have it's like a two-story. It's kind of like if you had your living room and you removed the ceiling.
It's vaulted.
Yeah, thank you. That's the word. I'm like, it's just real tall.
It's vaulted.
I don't know. It's like 20 feet tall or something like that or more. And so things are raining down on us. And I was able, unfortunately, the camera in our living room is like getting replaced. So we didn't have that. But I was able to pull the audio from the basement. So this is what you're hearing from a whole other level. The sounds of the trees falling. Just a heads up, there is shouting. It's very loud, but it's about 10 seconds, but it felt like eternity.
Is that your kids cussing?
Yes, yes. Hazel's got a potty mouth on her for a four-year-old. So it was so, so loud. And when we looked up, there was a tree branch through the roof of the living room. And of course, like, I'm rushing to check on Hazel, and Chad's taking Max.
And this is not an aesthetic you're looking at and thinking, okay, I'll keep this.
They didn't want new skylights.
No?
No.
Okay.
We had just painted. A project we had put off for 9 years. And finally, I was like, let's just do it. Because we had to pay for special scaffolding to get that high up to do other work and repairs and stuff. And so that's all ruined. And the brand new gutters we just put on are ruined. But that's fine because literally we are all safe, which is really, really good. But the scary thing is the trees were healthy. We had them checked. We had arborists come out last year. It's just they think because it was on a slope and it had rained so much, it had loosened it up. So one massive tree, they must have been like 100 to 200 year old trees, took out another one. Then they both uprooted. Like, the root balls are so big, they had to have an excavator to flip them back in. And those trees took out three other half trees, and they all hit the house. It's so big, there's damage to both sides of the house, and it smashed our car as well. So we had a lot, but we're okay.
When you showed the photo, because the trees fell from the front side of the house, but there's like an entire tree on the back side of their house.
We don't have enough time in the day to talk about all of these things that have gone wrong in Cassie's life over the course of the last 2 years, including leading up to the party that you were at Saturday night, getting out of the Uber even.
Oh, no, we're talking about that later.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
It just doesn't stop. She's telling me about all this bad luck while we're at the party, and I'm like, will you stand away a little bit? Like,
don't touch me.
Right, just a little bit further would be great.
Your feet in the hot tub with us, and I should have told you no, because we all could have got electrocuted.
Listen, I needed to because there's no hot water at my Airbnb, so I had to clean my feet somehow, okay?
It's just keep on coming.
The Burt Show.
All right, if William Shakespeare was alive today and wrote Romeo and Juliet.
I still wouldn't read it.
In 2024, what would it sound like? I have the Gen Z version of Romeo and Juliet. It is courtesy of at Jax, J-A-X, writes songs. And he and a friend did a little duet as to what it would sound like if Romeo and Juliet were Gen Z. So yeah, she and her friend are there, and Jax writes songs. I was like, yeah, no, that needs to get played on the Burt Show. Well done. Well done with your Gen Z Romeo and Juliet.
All right, let's get Julia on here. We need answers. Going into the weekend here, she met a dude on Tinder that she liked a lot, but she realized while she was out on that date, I guess the dude's friend was with them also?
Oh, yeah, she would rather be with that guy. And we had to tell her to dump the first guy before she even tried the second guy.
Right. Did she, and have we updated that? Did she do that? Or is that what we're finding out today?
That's what we're finding out today.
Okay. Hey, Julia, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so we told you that the proper order of things, if you were going to try to make the switch from the Tinder guy to his friend, look, you got to do things in the right order or the friend is never going to accept you. He would say immediately, like, no, you were just out with my friend. I'm not going, unless you get the blessing of the friend. So did you get that?
I mean, sort of, not really. Okay, so here's what happened. We went out this weekend and he was really surprised to see me, but happy surprised.
Okay, because remember, hold on one second, Julie, because we're missing a key part of information here. Tommy was communicating with this guy to set up the date, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And this was a blind date for him. He did not know it was going to be Julia that was there. And I was
y'all set it up.
Yeah, I was like, this is the worst idea ever.
Right.
Yeah. It's broke
code. What could go wrong?
It ended up being great.
Yeah?
Yeah, like instantly when I saw him, I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad I called to do this because he was just really happy to see me. I mean, he was surprised and like a little confused, but he was really happy to see me and he knew like, you know, exactly who I was. And like, he was just like, how are you the girl that was set up with me on the blind date, you know? But so basically based on his reaction, how happy he was to see me, I felt confident enough to be honest with him. And I just told him, like, look, this is what happened. Like, I went out with your friend and wasn't really feeling him, but instantly was attracted to you. And so I went on the Burt Show and asked him to call you. And I just basically put it out there. I was honest. And he thought it was really funny and, like, a little, you know, sneaky, but sneaky cute. And
it was received, like, well.
Yeah, it went really well. And I mean, of course, like halfway through, it got a little serious. Like, okay, how are we going to tell Kyle? And he told me that he would handle it and not to worry about it and that he was going to take care of it. And honestly, I feel like we have a really great connection and he's already been texting me. So I'm so grateful for you guys.
So this is really best case scenario here.
Yeah,
unless... Unless the friend said, I mean, you guys only went out one time. But if the friend says, man, that's not cool. Dude, I mean, I was really kind of into her. That can mess things up. But if he's already texting you, it would indicate to me, if he's done the right thing, he's already hit the friend up. And the friend's like, oh, it's fine. Dude, I spent one night we hung out.
Yeah, I feel like this is the difference between guys and girls. Because that's why I was like, this is total bro code for him to go out with you, even though you're still dating the best friend. And that's why we told you to break him up. Because... if the reverse had happened, like with me and my girlfriends, so if a guy came to me and was like, yeah, I don't really like your girl, I want to go out with you, I would probably shut him down because I know how much that would hurt my friend, because that's such an ego, a shot to the ego for women. Like, oh my gosh, am I not pretty enough? Am I not funny enough? And women really, really take that to heart, where I feel like maybe guys are just a little bit more low key and they're like, whatever. Like, she just liked you better, dude.
I think it depends on, because pride can get in the way. Because I think, right, she had two obstacles to really overcome here. One was obviously the new guy had to not feel a way about the fact you went on a date with his friend. And then you got the friend. And I don't think it's a matter of the friend having feelings for her, per se, because it was only one date. But sometimes I think men will allow that pride factor to get in the way of, like, you're going to date her now because I wasn't good enough type thing. But he should have felt like, If you want to date her and you cool with it, it won't bother me.
God, I remember this whole thing now, that I handled this so incorrectly back in college. So my best friend, one of my best friends, Tony, who's still a friend of mine, was dating this girl, D, and they were pretty serious for about a year, but he went back to San Francisco and we were all living in San Diego, and they broke up and he went back home to San Francisco and D and I hooked up a couple of times. So we felt so bad about it that we drove up from San Diego to San Francisco to tell him together that this had started. And when we told him, he was like, oh, yeah, it's no big deal.
Why'd y'all drive all this way?
Yeah, you could have just texted me.
And I recall me being going, oh, that's cool. And her being like, what do you mean it's cool?
She didn't like that. Like,
you should be more mad about this. So it goes exactly in line with what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, because women, we want to be the prettiest. We just don't handle, like, feeling less than in any way. And so sometimes when two women are pitted against each other, it can really bring out those insecurities. So I just think this is a best case scenario because it's the dudes.
All right, Julia, glad it's all worked out for you. Please keep in touch with us, though, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Bye now.
The Bird Show.
I had the honor of hosting Rally on the Runway at the Georgia Aquarium Friday night. The Rally Foundation raises money for childhood cancer research, and they do a fashion show with the Rally kids. We also had two Burt's Big Adventure kids.
Oh, yeah.
They're also Rally kids that walked in the show.
Aww.
So Journey and Corbin got to strut their stuff with some Atlanta Falcons players. Grady Jarrett is the chair of the event.
Such a great dude.
Oh, he and his mom, Mama Jay, she's phenomenal. So he comes out. And he's out there helping with the event. And it was just, the energy was so fantastic. Like, it was great energy. And, you know, the kids did such a beautiful job with their speeches. Rally Kid Faith was so eloquent and so beautiful in her speech. She's relapsed three times from cancer, and she shares her story. And then you have Rally Kid Karen, who's up there, and she's relapsed, and she's telling her story. She had a limb removal, so she's missing her right leg, and she just lost one of her best friends, who was another Rally Kid, Lexi. Yes. And she's sharing her story, and everybody was just, it was a really beautiful, empowering night. The Rally Kid parents who came up there and spoke lovingly of their children. We raised $780,000.
Shut up. Congrats, nice, man.
It was a record-breaking night for Rally, $780,000. So to all the Rally Challenge teams who participated, everybody who came out, everybody who donated, and everybody who was clapping their heads off the entire night. As my husband says, he wasn't able to make it because we couldn't find a sitter. ABC, always be clapping, baby. and that crowd did it. So it was a beautiful night. So I just want to thank everybody and congratulate Rally on $780,000, which is all going to childhood cancer research. And I want to correct something real quick, because before it used to be our kids deserve more than four, because out of all of the cancer research money allocated, only 4% went to pediatric cancer because there's not money in it for the pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
It's up to 8 now.
Oh, that's great.
Wow. It is
that's
up to 8 now.
Best news today, man.
I mean, it's still low, but the fact that it's doubled, and I have no doubt Dean and her crew at Rally have had something to do with that.
That's fantastic. Congrats.
Thank you.
Really great. All right, Mo, you're teetering a little bit because he just got back from Colorado, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I don't know if I'm coming or going right now.
All right, so when somebody on the show is teetering, as a family, you could either do one of two things. You can embrace them or just push them over the edge.
Time to fly, baby.
I think I can guess what option you guys went with.
And this is radio, so we like pushing each other over the edge.
Uh-huh.
I did this thing last week where I was asking you guys what you like about the show, things you don't like about the show, and so many people are like, I love those AI raps that Mo does.
Oh, my favorite.
they said even though he hates them. So today, Mo has not seen the lyrics that I put into ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm.
I should say the idea for the lyrics. If you haven't used ChatGPT, you put in an idea and ChatGPT, man, spits out whatever you want in like seconds.
It is amazing.
Well, Mo is so talented. He hasn't seen these lyrics yet. He has absolutely no idea what he's going to be rapping about today. But he just got back from Colorado on his dad's 50th birthday, right?
Yeah, I went out there for the weekend to celebrate my family as they threw a whole party for my dad turning 50.
And last week you were telling us, like, you had a tough decision to make, man, because you could have been performing in front of A-list celebrities.
Happened to be on the same day. It was a private party for a private client. It was a pretty big deal, and it was quite the guest list, but I ended up choosing my family in the end.
All right, so we're going to do this a little differently today. Kristen, will you hand this on over to Mo? I will have you read what I entered in the ChatGPT. Then we will play the beat for you. I want to have Mo read that, please.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Then we'll have you listen to the beat. Then you will be able to look at the lyrics for just a couple of seconds, and then you will rap.
All right. I didn't even know you could write this much in here.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It says, write a rap song about a really bad decision I made. The decision was to go to my dad's 50th birthday or perform my stand-up comedy act in front of very high-profile celebrities that could have changed the course of my career. I chose to attend my father's birthday. But in the audience of the comedy show I chose not to perform at was comedian Dave Chappelle, rapper Drake, Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, Kevin Hart, Bernie Mac came back from the dead to be in the audience. At the end of the day, I'm still happy I chose to be with my family.
All right.
That is quite the description.
It did a really good job.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh.
All right, so take a look at the lyrics that ChatGPT spat out, and then Tommy will give you a sample of the beat that you will be rapping.
Okay.
Okay. Let us know when you got it.
I'm not going to have it. We can start. Let's do it.
Okay.
Like, okay. No matter the amount of time.
Let's not waste each other's time.
I will say this, Mo. I peeped at the lyrics, and they are better than last week.
Okay. That's not saying too much, Tommy, but I appreciate that.
We'll see what you do.
I gave ChatGPT something more to work with this time.
You did, okay? For sure. All right, let's do it. Check. All right, let's do it. Yo, listen up. Let me tell you about a tale about a choice I made that made my career derail. Had a gig with stars, bright lights in my sight, but my dad turned 50. I couldn't miss that night. I had jokes to sling. I had dreams to chase, but family called, couldn't leave them in disgrace. So I put on my best suit and tied my shoes tight. Said goodbye to Drake, Eddie, and Bernie in one night. Yeah, I skipped the fame, chose the family game. Missed out on fame, but I ain't gonna complain. Dave Chappelle laughed, Eddie Murphy clapped, but I was with my dad, cause that's where it sat. The crowd was lit, stars shining bright, but my pops only turns 50 once in a life. I traded in the stage for my dad's big bash. Kevin Hart was there, but I chose the splash. In love of my kin, the laughter of my fam, I could have been on top, but I chose Fam Jam. Chris Rock grinned, Drake gave a nod, but I was cracking jokes with my old man and God. Yeah, I skipped the fame, chose the family game. Missed out on fame, but I ain't gonna complain. Dave Chappelle laughed, Eddie Murphy clapped, but I was with my dad, cause that's where it's at. Sure, I missed my shot, I could have been on top, but looking back now, I don't think that I would swap. Cause moments with the loved ones, those are gold. Even if Bernie Mac came back from the cold. So here's to bad decisions and family ties, to skipping fame for laughter in my dad's eyes. Maybe next time I'll get the chance to shine, but for now, I'll just cherish this moment. It's mine. Yeah, I skipped the fame, chose the family game. Missed out on fame, but I ain't gonna complain. Dave Chappelle laughed, Eddie Murphy clapped, but I was with my dad, cause that's where it's at. So raise a glass, let's all make a toast to the ones that we all love the most. I may have missed the fame, but in the end, families with my heart will always ascend.
Nice job. And one for Bernie Mac.
Yes. Did you really just pour it out in the studio?
I did. Pour it out for Bernie.
For Bernie. Good job, dude. It's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show.